We're going to introduce our second speaker, which is Jill W. from the Everything is Everything Group of NA in the LCASCNA area of NA.
I'm Jill, I'm an addict. Thanks for being here, everybody. And Keith, thanks for asking me to speak. Thanks for sharing, Rich. I just heard you do the traditions at Butler. So, thank you. But, yeah, it's a big topic, and when I heard it, you know, my mind kind of just was like one thing. You know what I mean? Like, unity is unity, and common welfare, they're just such, you know, I looked in the dictionary, and I looked them up, and, you know, I was going to go that route, and it was just so basic. And it is so much more than that. Common welfare is to recover, and I'm probably going to piggyback a little on what Rich said, but I also have some experience placing principles before personalities. And to me, that's what this tradition is about. I didn't know what principles were when I came here. I didn't know the difference between principles, values, morals. I didn't know if I had any. I really didn't know what I was doing. I got clean, and I just did what they told me to do. And I went to a meeting while I was in treatment, and I saw how meetings went, and I did not make waves, and I did whatever everybody else was doing, especially people with time. Where people, like, I picked them out right away, like people who shared or things like that. I watched people when I came in, and now FUNA meetings were 90 minutes, and nobody went outside. This is just what I saw. You didn't get to stand outside during a meeting until you had a year clean. So I did not get up to pee. I did not get up to smoke and come back in. I sat there the whole time. Because I didn't want to be judged, number one. And number two, I didn't want to get high. And so I sat there quietly listening, and, you know, I respected whatever fellowship I was in also, because I did both fellowships. But so unity, I really knew nothing about, and I can speak from my own experience that as a child, I played on a basketball team that was really very successful. And a lot of people say to me, oh, you're really good at basketball because, you know, we won 2 state championships, but we'll ride to college. And my reply always is no, my team was, because I really, you know, it wasn't just me. And so I get that. The funny part about it is that as an addict playing basketball with an ego and pride, I would have never played had I not started and played the whole game. So the funny thing about unity, it's funny because you need those people, you know, to practice and show up, you know, and, like, not get all the glory, you know. And as addicts, we're just not those people until we get here, hopefully. So unity became my survival. The meetings, Narcotics Anonymous, is how I survive, literally survive. Literally, it's why I'm alive today. It's why I'm 35 years old with a 7-year-old child. And it's because of meetings and Narcotics Anonymous. I still go to meetings. I have friends with clean time, and they don't show up anymore. And the one thing I learned about unity in the meetings is our faces change. Like, I don't really pay attention to who you are. I just pay attention to who's here because the faces change. So I have to get things from different people all the time, like whoever's there. My support group has gone away, come back, gone away, come back. I can't always keep the same support group. However, I do have a strong group of women who work the program of Narcotics Anonymous, not their own program. That is my we, but my we is much bigger. I go to out-of-town meetings, and I feel welcome, and I feel like a newcomer. I love that you brought up that, like, people with time go to a meeting to get the same things as I went for in the beginning. And it's so great because I never really thought about it like that. A lot of the time, I get humility from meetings, from sharing out loud. That gives me humility. And I do hug newcomers, especially if they pick up a white key tag. Sometimes I don't even know who the newcomer really is sometimes. I go to meetings and maybe I go to one a week, and I go to Pittsburgh, so sometimes I don't really know who's who. And it really doesn't matter, honestly. A hug is probably the best thing when you first come here. And it's funny because newcomers always look the same, and I'm sure I did too. When you hug them, they look like they could care less, like they're like, you know, but like, it's always like that. They're not like, oh, you know, like they're just like, but you know, they go home and like, you're that face they see, and like, you're that person they're telling their parents or whoever about, like, this girl came up to me and hugged me. And I'll never forget Sterling, and I'll never forget his name, because that's who knew my name first and hugged me. The guys did pay a little more attention to me and try to give me their advice, you know, and take me under their wing, and I was not so sure what was really going on. Did you like me, or are you trying to help me? Like, I wasn't really sure. You know, it didn't matter because it was a group as a whole, and I felt safe as a whole. I didn't stick with just one, and I still don't. I don't stick to just one person in Narcotics Anonymous, because we all fall short. We all, you know, go through our own shit, and, you know, like, I just don't stick to one person. They say, like, the broader the base, the higher the point of freedom, and my point of freedom was so small when I was in this unhealthy relationship for 3 years. I really didn't, like, know anybody, and then that ended, I made friends, and now my base is getting broader, and I get it, because that love is universal. Like, I find the same love with my best friend Lee, and I find that same love with Autumn that I meet in a day. You know what I mean? Like, I find that same love, and it's unconditional. And I believe that's the reason why I stay. I don't get that unconditional love from my family. I don't get it from people who had me. go figure. I just don't get that same kind of love that I get here. I get acceptance. I get so much from here. And I just talked to Carla before I came here, and we were talking about it, and she brought up a really good point about the group and how the group survives. And the group survives. It's like fully dependent on my own personal recovery. Like, if none of us are getting fed, the group's probably going to go, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a give and take. Like, I got to go get so I can give. And that's, you know, I like to get out of town to do that sometimes, you know. Back home, the meetings are very, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that I get assertive in meetings at home, because there's a lot of not the message going on, and I really don't care who gets mad, and I really can't sit there and let somebody behave in a manner that's not the NA way, and I speak up, and I'm there's not many of us there that do that, and I don't know why, but I bubble until I can't hold it in, and then I just say, okay, that's enough, thanks for sharing. And, I do that. I'm that girl that does that. And, for some reason, God sees fit to put that shit in my belly that goes bleh, and then I just do it. And then I, like, shake and shiver because I'm scared they're mad at me. But, like, I really can't let people change the way meetings are supposed to be. I feel like I know enough that I can do that. And it's supposed to be done. They say it at the beginning of a meeting, they'll share for 3 to 5 minutes or you can be shut off. Nobody does that. I do. Sometimes. because everybody, like, looks around, like, you know, and it's like, it's not about me, it's about Narcotics Anonymous. It's about a meeting. It's about people leaving, especially a newcomer, and not hearing that mess, you know, like, and carrying the message of hope. Like, even if I'm going through shit, like, sometimes in a meeting, like, I need to just forget about my shit and, like, share some hope just because there's newcomers in the group. Like, maybe I'll go talk to my sponsor afterwards and not be so selfish and, like, just share hope for that meeting, for that newcomer. It is about unity, and they do come in, and whether they look like they're paying attention or not, they are. Like, I did, and my eyes were on the ground, but you better believe I was, like, watching, you know what I mean? Like, every move. And, like, in a meeting, you know, sometimes I'll be like, put it away, you know what I mean? Like, I'd, like, make myself put the phone away, you know? And, you know, and I tell my friends, you know, during readings, you know, I do that. I do, I'm that girl. Like, I do that. And, honestly, nobody really hates me for it. And probably the people that did don't come anymore, probably. It's respect for the meeting, and it has nothing to do with me. It's respect for the life-saving message that people are here to get. And I understand that people come to meetings just for fun. I do, too. But, like, sometimes people need to just, like, aren't in the mood for fun. You know what I mean? Like, my life isn't always fun. And sometimes I just need to, like, hear and listen. And it's real serious. It's, like, real serious sometimes. And sometimes it's not. And it's crazy. It's so crazy. First tradition. I really didn't know what all. Oh, I know another thing. I practice this in all my affairs. My son's dad and I co-parent. He uses off and on for 9 years. And I have to place principles for personalities for the common welfare of our son. I've bit my tongue. I gave up that control a little bit, and I do what I got to do to what's best for JT, and sometimes what's best for JT is what's best for his dad, and I have to do that too. So the traditions, you know, keep us from killing people, they say. The steps helped me save my life, and the traditions helped me, you know, help us save other people, you know, not kill them. It is unity, and people respect that and see that. And another instance of unity, I've had friends wrong me in recovery, and good friends, I don't want to say the exact nature, but so she wronged me, and then she used, and then my ex-husband used with her, and I was mad at the whole situation, but, like, she came in with her tail tucked and picked up a white tea tag, and, like, I couldn't, and she couldn't even look at me, like, and I could not be mad at her. She was, like, a newcomer, you know what I mean? Like, I needed to make her feel welcome. So you just do what you have to do. Like, you put your personality aside, and I went up and hugged her and made it okay for her to come to meetings. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. It ain't about me. It's about the group. It's about the group surviving. I don't know what I would do without this group. I go home, and my neighbor upstairs is miserable. And I come home from work, and I'm like, thank God I have somewhere to go every single night to feel better. Like, thank God. And the minute I come to a meeting, I instantly feel better because I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone. Like, I know we all have the same screwed up thinking, the same pains, and the same joys. Like, we all do. Every single one of us. But the faces do change. So, but it's the inner stuff that is the same for everybody here. So, thanks for letting me share. I'm done.